From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Thanks for joining us for another look back at the year 2017 in music. Now, last week, we looked at our favorite albums of the year. Now, this week, songs. Those one-at-a-time little blasts of groovaliciousness. We've compiled a list of this year's top songs, and I did say we because I had some help. Had to bring in some help. First of all, I want to welcome back Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, who was an NPR fellow and Alt Latino guest host earlier this year. Jessica, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back. And I also brought along some other homies to help me choose some of these songs. And we asked some of the top Latinx culture and music writers to contribute their favorite songs. And this is how we came up with like 20 or more songs.
And we asked them to join us here in the studio today to go over some of those songs. So welcome to, first of all, Susie Exposito. She's assistant music editor for Rolling Stone. Susie, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And then Marjois Esteves. She's associate editor at Billboard Magazine. Marjois, bienvenidos.
Thank you.
And Veronica Bayetti Flores. She's a true cultural warrior. She's a co-creator and co-host of the Latinx music podcast, Radio Manea. Veronica, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again, Felix.
Okay, ladies, thank you all for coming, and we're going to have a lot of fun today.
All right, so this is how we're going to do this. Each of you brought in two songs, and I brought a couple in, too, and we're going to play them for each other, and then we'll have the rest of the list by some other very talented writers on our website on www.npr.org/altlatino.
We have a lot of ground to cover, so let's get started. Let's do this alphabetically, and I think Marjois Esteves, E-S-T, I think you're first.
Cool, I'm with it. What's up? I brought in, of course, we cannot talk about this year's songs without talking about Cardi B's Borrachiello.
Yes, thank you so much for bringing that in.
Yes, it's a phenomenal song, and we cannot talk about this year's greatest hits without talking about that song. So yes, Cardi B, Borrachiello.
Hit it.
Can f with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move.
If I see so right now. I want all of you who are whispering the lyrics, just go ahead and sing along, man.
Everybody. Yeah.
How can you tell? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club, just to party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out, they think so much. I know they tired of me.
Women,
honestly, don't give up about who ain't fond of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months. We're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these, don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new whip. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me. They baby father run a bill.
Say, low, you can f with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't f with you. I'm a boss who a worker.
bitch, I make bloody moves. If you a you get popped, you a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way, you can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I say, I get the money and go, dip this high like a stove. My glitter is gold, tell that little bitch play her role. I just a rover, no rolls, I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank, no, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know they none of them, none of the safe. Go to dinner and steak, only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace, now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms, the life frosted face. Hard to let these know, just in case he's forgot. I just wanna check the mail, another check from Mona Scott. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting. So don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Bloody moves.
Yo, yes, this so song gives me so much life. Thank you so much for bringing it in.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So obviously the song struck a nerve, not just here in the studio, but like all over. I mean, it was hugely popular. Talk to me a little bit about what it said to you, how it spoke to you. Why was it so popular?
You know what it is that I love about Bodak Yellow now that it's been out for some time? The song really took on a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
The song, besides the fact that it's a super catchy song because it's a play on the flow from, you know, Kodak Black, besides that it's just this brazen introduction, arrival of Cardi B, it spawned so many conversations. First, it was the fact that Cardi B now is this new face of female rap, which is crazy to say out loud, knowing that Nicki Minaj is still very much doing her thing. Cardi B has been mentioned in the same status, in the same sentence as the Lauryn Hill, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. That sparked a conversation about the authenticity of rap and what it, you know, takes to be a rapper in contemporary USA. And it spawned the conversation that really hits home for me about blackness and blackness in the Caribbean, blackness throughout Latin America, because then there was a conversation about, you know, people wanting to strip Cardi of her blackness, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, all these conversations. And we're now having these dialogues that one song brought to light. And I think that, you know, that alone, without it hitting charts and whatever, that alone was such a beautiful thing.
And I definitely agree, because I feel like they brought on these very private conversations that we either have with ourselves or with our homies or with our friends, and they put it on a public space in a very public dialogue. And I think that was the power of it, is that people were talking about it and they were like, you know what, that's me, or I know somebody who's like that, and our stories are important and they need to be told in the most badass way possible.
And absolutely. The thing I love about Cardi is that she's so brazen, and she, there's so many, like this thing that you're talking about with Lauryn Hill and Cardi B in the same sentence, and there's all this respectability tied up into it, and she just does not buy into it.
Nope.
She is not ashamed. She does not care what people think about her past. She is doing it. She did what she had to do to pay her bills, to rise up, and she has no care in the world for what anybody thinks her trajectory should have been. And I love that.
Exactly. Exactly. Cardi is the person who, she doesn't care. She knows the way the game is rigged today. She knows that it's not meant to be. Unfortunately, today, longevity is rare. And I think she knows that. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's milking it for what it's worth. And,
absolutely.
You know, salute to her.
Because she's paying her mama's
bills. She's a smart woman. Mm-hmm. Just because she don't look it, just because she don't sound like it, that is a brilliant woman. And shouts out to her. Because she's a voice and a face for so many black and brown women.
Thank you. All hail Cardi B.
Yes.
Hail.
You guys are schooling Tio Felix, so I really appreciate this, okay? All right, Susie Exposito, you're up next. What song did you bring?
I brought the song Desencuentro by Residente and the French singer Soko. I really love when a man just shows his sensitive side. And the thing about Residente is that he is Puerto Rico's biggest rapper. He is the woke bro par excellence, but he can also wind down and sing a French chanson if he wants to. And I think throughout his self-titled album, his solo debut, he does such a great job at adapting to the style of a place. And he recorded these songs in 10 different regions of the world.
And as he mentioned here on All Latino when we interviewed him, it's the result of a DNA test. And he went to the places where he had the most unlikely blood connection. Not Africa or Spain, principally. He went to the Caucasus. He went to China. He went to all these different places. Okay, let's hear this. This is Desencuentro from Residente featuring Soco.
Todas mis mañanas amanecen arropadas con tu atardecer. Tú te duermes en mi hoy, yo despierto en tu ayer. Cuando tengo que bajar, te dan ganas de subir. Yo quiero llegar cuando tú te quieres ir. Todos los descubrimientos tienen muchas ganas de encontrarte. Hasta las estrellas usan telescopios pa' buscarte. Dentro de los accidentes imprevistos y las posibilidades, eventualidades, choques estelares, la casualidad de poder vernos se escapa. Somos diferentes cielos en un mismo mapa. Échale sal al café, no está mal ir a probar. Tenemos la misma sed con distinto paladar. Y tú aquí y yo allá. Y yo aquí y tú allá. Nuestra coordenada no, no es lo único que va girando.
Tout ce qui naît meurt tôt ou tard.
Si caminamos al revés,
peut-être nous nous rencontrerons.
Nos estaremos encontrando.
Le monde conspire et danse. Il te cherche, tu penses. Adore tes grands yeux avec lesquels tu dis adieu. Et tu pleures quand tu dors, plein de remords. Tu cherches toujours autant d'amour.
No hay señal de mis satélites ni de tus astros.
Tú pierdes mi rumbo
cuando yo pierdo tu rastro. Y aunque perder tus pasos sea parte de mi rutina, el suelo sonríe
cada vez que tú caminas.
Y tú aquí y yo allá. Y yo aquí y tú allá.
Et tout, aquí, y yo, allá.
That is Desencuentro by Residente featuring Soko.
It's impossible to overstate just how significant an artist he is at this point in time in Latin music and all forms of Latin music.
It's just this song is just so raw and poetic. That's the first like feeling that I got when I first heard the song.
You know what? I think Residente, especially today, what I love about him is that he epitomizes the idea that originality isn't dead.
Mm-hmm. He's taken that genre, he's taken the whole thing and then expanded it, even brought in somebody like me, right? And I joke about it because, you know, I didn't grow up with hip-hop and rap. It's something that's, you know, it's still the new kid on the block for me in a lot of ways. But the more I listened to him and the more I listened to Calle 13, the more I was drawn in, and it really helped me understand what was going on with hip-hop, especially in Spanish. Okay, all hail Residente.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I think that what was so brilliant about his solo album is that every single song is its own genre in itself, and he's been doing that for ages now.
He's so versatile.
Okay, moving on. Veronica, it's your turn.
The song that I want to bring next is a song by an artist that really touches my heart, and I had a really hard time picking a song from really what was a really excellent album. This is Arca, and this song is called Desafío. So Arca is a producer and an artist, and it's sort of an experimentalist. He's Venezuelan born and grew up there, and then sort of came of age in the United States, came here, I think, for school, came out in the United States. And I think that there's a really interesting thing happening there as being like a diasporic Venezuelan queer who came out in a place that was different from his home and is sort of working through in this album a lot of his diasporic longing. So there's a lot tied up in the entire album, and this song I think is a really interesting one.
That song certainly had a lot of those atmospheric sonic textures that I love. Thank you for turning me on to that artist because I didn't know him at all.
Oh, he's amazing. Arca, I just love him because he's such a weirdo. He's such a weirdo. And this song, Desafío, is probably the most sonically accessible one on the album. Like, there's some tracks that are really just really walking the line between the border of, like, what's just noise and what's music, right? So he's really an experimentalist in that way. But what I really love about this song is that even on his most accessible track, he centers this like super queer sexuality, right? He's saying, he's being very explicit about who he is. And this is the first album where he's using his voice. He's been before this a producer and mostly an experimentalist with electronic music. And the style of singing that he uses is connected to the Venezuelan tonada, which is an agricultural folk genre. And it's really amazing also to see a folk genre being treated and experimented with in this particular way. It's not just like the facile addition of like a Western beat over an indigenous track or something, right? But it's like an actual connecting with the music that stems from this really just quotidian immersion in the music of his homeland, right? And it's an engaging in it that feels really different from the ways that a lot of artists usually deal with folk genres. So it's just really exciting to me. And also as a Venezolana myself and as like a queer person myself and as a weirdo, like I just like see so much that I love there.
So glad you brought him in.
Yes, thank you. He's popping.
Totally.
Okay, Jessica, you brought in some stuff too.
So kind of going off of talking about identity, I brought in Internacionales by Bomba Estéreo. It's off of their album Ayo or Ayo. And for me, this song, I feel like was a marker in their growth. For me, when I first saw Lisa Almet, it was the first time I saw myself in another Colombiana, like another strong, beautiful woman who's like owning her freedom and is exploring with her sound. And I feel like Internacionales is an ode to this growth as both of the artists. And when they're chanting the part of the song, Baila para que bailar no necesita lengua, it's like they're trying to say, let's just get together, let's just dance, because that's what we have right now. Music, and like in the words of Chance the Rapper, like music is all we got right now. Ja! Boom!
Mezclao, somos mezclao, la misma historia con otro sabor. Venimos de todos lados, con baile, ritmo y mucho color. Entonces baila conmigo, que esta mezcla rompe el hielo y rompe el frío. Mezclao de todos lados, cambiando, somos piel y corazón. Sí, somos la sangre que corre en la vena, sí, es el sentir de mi raíz. ¡Oh! Ya soy un colombiano, ya soy americano, ya soy un ciudadano del mundo. Ya soy un mexicano, ya soy dominicano, de la misma raza, el mismo color. Baila, baila, que para bailar no necesita lengua. Baila, baila, vamos a bailar. Los originales, super internacionales. Escuchamos tus consejos y aprendemos tus modales. Y aunque somos diferentes, a la vez somos iguales. En la misma situación, en distintos lugares. Somos internacionales, sin importar cuántas ni cuáles. Somos los originales, somos internacionales. Y somos la sangre que corre en la vena. Sí, es el sentir de mi raíz. ¡Oh! Ya soy un colombiano, ya soy americano, ya soy un ciudadano del mundo. Ya soy un mexicano, ya soy dominicano, de la misma raza, el mismo color. Baila, baila,
That's the sound of confidence, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
That's exactly what we need. And mm-hmm. in general, seeing her perform, like selling out just huge venues, is just so empowering, because I've seen her perform in Santa Marta, far away from the city, on the beach, just with her and her homies. And to see that she brings the same energy when it's just like a small, intimate group on her homeland to bringing it to sold out shows, that is what I get from this song, because it's like empowering. It's like, I'm here and I'm authentic and I'm still me. Like, I'm not changing.
Let me ask you guys a question. When I was coming up, when I was 13, 14 years old, way back in Stone Age, you know, I would play my Fred Flintstone record player with the little bird cranking the shaft. But, you know, there were not a lot of artists that I could identify with. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was like, mm-hmm. I was listening. I loved Sly and the Family Stone, Jimi Hendrix, Jackson 5. That's why Santana, when he came along, that it was such a big deal for me mm-hmm. that I could mm-hmm. identify. He was, you know, my Mexican background. He's from Mexico, the sounds. But nowadays, it seems like there's a whole lot more choices. Each one of you so far has mentioned being able to self-identify with an artist in some way or another. And you guys are in a really splendid and a great time that you have so many artists to choose from, or at least so many artists to relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever think about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that it's changed immensely since I was 13, 14, although I guess that was like 15 years ago. Oops. No, there weren't. We had Shakira.
Yeah, so
we had Selena.
Reggaeton was starting. You
know? Yeah, yeah, Daddy yeah. Yankee.
I guess for me, I'm such a product of the hip hop generation. My parents are immigrants from the Dominican Republic, and one, I want to say that music was always such a huge part of the fabric of our culture, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Afro-diasporic music, you know, bachata, merengue, mm-hmm. salsa, bugalú, all those things, Celia, so many people. But being someone born in Washington Heights, raised in the Bronx, you know, that was why I was such a hip-hop head, because I didn't listen to Shakira growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen to Jenny Rivera. That was not mm-hmm. played in my household, mm-hmm. whose life I just learned so much about today. She has a crazy, crazy, mm. crazy life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I didn't know that, you mm-hmm. know? Like, I didn't see people who look like me on TV, but I heard
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard them in my household.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that in a lot of ways, there's so much. In a lot of ways, I think that even part of the reason why I feel so close in my attachment to the music of Arca is because I actually have never had the experience of anybody sort of like reflecting. It's like, oh, like you're Venezuelan and you're queer and you came out in the U.S. So mm-hmm. you feel weird when you go home, maybe, but like you yeah. also like feel weird here. And it's like a ni de aquí, ni de allá. And this is
oh, yeah,
so,
totally.
So it's like, in a lot of ways, I take so much joy in how much beautiful and diverse and different Latinx music there is that's coming out and mm-hmm. and receiving a platform, right? Because it's always existed, but right now it's receiving a platform, which
yeah.
is cool.
I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference. The platform is there.
Yeah. yeah.
My own personal theory, Felix's theory, is that it's most expressed clearly through music.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Totally.
So let's continue with more music. Susie, you're up next.
The song that I picked was by this band called Mula, and they are from the Dominican Republic. Their song is called Nunca Paran, and it's kind of about yearning for this endless summer. But the thing about Mula that I really like, they definitely combine a lot of elements. They combine like dembow with electronica, and you would think that this would be like a really sunny combination, a really like super fun combination. But the thing about the vocalists, the Acevedo sisters, is that they're just so haunting. Their vocals are sort of like disaffected, also just very like smooth and kind of sad. Mm-hmm. Now, the last time I was on NPR was to talk about being goth. and I'm happy to be back to talk about it again. But in this song, you know, it's, I mean, somehow all of Mula's songs, they just betray this sort of, you know, sadness and wistfulness. And a lot of people, they go to the tropics to escape. They go to the tropics to be happy. But you can be a sad girl in the tropics. I grew up in Miami and I wore black the entire time.
Like, I love that.
A lot of ways to be in the tropics.
There's so many ways to be in the tropics. And I just love the soul of Mula.
This is Nunca Paran by Mula.
Ustedes son de la República Dominicana.
Algo etéreo en el exterior le sonaba, mientras la frente el sol de frente les pegaba, y en la mente onda que onda le calaba, como en un rito el ritmo su cuerpo agitaba. Temina que les distraía y no permitía que se les pasara el día. Sugería que todo continuaría.
Caparan by Mula. It's brought in by Susie Exposito. Okay, now let's move on. We've got a heavy Caribbean thing going.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Caribbean girl for life.
Right? Yeah.
Marjoa, what'd you bring in next?
My next song is Away Away by the Afro-Cuban French twins Ibeyi. I think it was a triumphant return for them. I was waiting for them to drop a new album, you know, 2 years later after their self-titled one. You know what it is? Away Away, is they kept their bata drums, they kept their Yoruba language, but there's so much more hip-hop feels to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it spoke so much to me. You know, even the video that they accompanied it with, you can see Naomi twerking at one point. It's such a feel-good song. It's like, you know, it's talking about pain, but sort of facing that pain and, you know, looking forward to a better day, you know.
Away, away from Ibeyi.
Away, die.
for that to have been their first single off the Ash album was, I think, such a brilliant turn. And this one was sort of tackling new issues. So I think they're really just kind of getting into the groove of who they are today and what they want their sound to be like today. And clearly, you know, they're just phenomenal musicians. They even sing Spanish for the first time in this album, which is Mala super Rodriguez. Dope.
I love that record.
I think it's a I think it was one of the albums that were super under talked about.
Yeah.
I would agree with you.
Fun. Yes.
Totally agree with you. Big fans here on Alt Latino. We have been for a while. So,
yeah.
Let's hear it for you, Bayi.
Yay.
Okay.
All right, cool. So let's move on. Vero, what did you bring in for us?
So I also brought Mula. I brought another Mula song. I am sort of making it my personal mission to make them famous because I don't understand why they don't have millions and millions of fans.
Same.
So I am so excited that they had a new album out this year. And this song is called Espejos en las Azoteas.
Están ametrallando el pueblo. Están ametrallando el pueblo. La consigna es colocar espejos en las azoteas.
¿Creen que algo le falta por su minifalda? Pero es que le sobra lo que nadie nombra. Y como la gente es tan exigente, de camaleón se viste cuando el tiempo insiste. Verde pardo en su sombra, también su pantalón, ilusión en su camisa, su bando de cinturón. Un fusil le entregaron y con él apuntó. Recuerdos que tenían nombre, noches que el día ocultó. Y así fue, y así vio que ni él ni nadie esperó. Fue sabía ya de más. Cada día era un batallar por maravillas. Que un día soñó, este era una más. Solo era una guerra más. Aunque el disimulo les borre la mente, ahí estaba. Si fue uno más. Y así se cuenta, aunque algunos no cuenten. Aunque el disimulo les borre la mente, era uno más.
Made me Mula fans.
Seriously, yes. No, me too. Right? Official Mula fan. Mission accomplished.
Amazing.
That was Espejos en las Azoteas by Mula. What does azoteas mean? ¿Qué significa?
So azoteas, I think, is like the roof, right? But so this song, I was really excited about this song specifically because I learned something about history because of this song. This song is about La Cuadrilla Chancleta. which was a guerrilla group in the Dominican Civil War in 1965. And this guerrilla group was made up of trans folks and queers and sex workers, and they were part of the history of Dominican liberation. And so the way that Mula talks about this song is that they, you know, like they found out about them and they'd never heard about them. It's like, you know, we'd never heard about these folks in my, in our classes, in our history classes. They were never
I
in our books.
Why.
Right? Exactly. So they did this amazing public intervention to like make this song and teach us all about it. So I really love that. And it's got this very characteristic like Mula feel, right? Like this, you know, these ethereal vocals, this bringing in of Caribbean rhythms with a little bit of dembow, and just talking about sort of, you know, all the small things that people don't like to talk about or that aren't talked about, but are nonetheless part of of who, you know, we are as Latinos.
I think that's awesome. I think that's always a part of a musician, of an artist's job, is to not only reflect the times, but also, you know, each one teach one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, La Cuadrilla Chancleta, what an amazing name.
I know. Did anyone else flinch when they heard the word chancleta? Because I did.
Oh, all right, Jessica. You get to last.
All right, cool.
That's so funny.
So we're going to close it off with Ozuna with the song hey, Si yeah. No Te Quiere.
Hey,
yo, so for y'all who do not know who Ozuna is, he is a breakout Puerto Rican Dominican reggaeton artist, and he just bangs. Like, Odisea is such a good album.
From beginning to end.
Yes.
From beginning to end, that's
killed
a good album.
It this year.
And for
Sweet
me, Prince. I feel like it's a mix between nostalgia and like looking forward to reggaeton, because I felt like he brought a lot of the energy of Arcángel, Tito el Bambino, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this reminds me when I was in middle school. But then, then I'm like, but you're kind of also trap-ish, and I like it. So listen to this.
Si tu marido no te quiere, quiere, baby, mejor tú dale banda, porque, porque esta noche si se bebe, bebe, baby, nos vamos hasta que el sol salga, yo sé que esta noche tú te atreves, baby.
Glad you brought it in. I hate to talk over a little bit of it, but we do have to say thank you, ladies, for joining us. Okay, this has been a whole lot of fun. Thank you for joining us here at Alt Latino to talk about this amazing music that was made this year and sharing your picks and your laughs, all of that stuff. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Having us.
Thank you.
Okay,
this is the season.
Yeah. Susie Exposito is the assistant music editor for Rolling Stone. Majua Esteves, associate editor at Billboard Magazine. And Veronica Bayetti Flores, co-creator and co-host of the Latinx music podcast, Radio Menea, which rocks. You guys, everyone needs to check that out. I love
that
show.
Please.
Yes.
And for y'all, the audience, please join us and send us some of your favorite music of 2017. Reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. And tell us which song or album that you chose for the year and why you chose it. Next week, we're going to present your choices on the show.
Jessica Diaz Hurtado, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
It's always great to see you. And we'll see you next week for that Listener's Pick show. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been a way cool Alt Latino. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is, again, Ozuna.
Dile que no pelees. 4, 5.